It seems still peaceful in Belfast, but the Pope's appeal to make the Good Friday Agreement benefit all of Ireland came amid worries about the deal's future. Signed on April 10, 1998, the Good Friday Agreement was to end 3 decades of sectarian conflict in Northern Ireland and terrorist attacks on mainland Britain. The fighting was rooted in history, as after more than 8 centuries of British rule, Ireland gained independence in 1922. Northern Ireland, however, remained part of the United Kingdom. Tensions between Republican nationalists, who wanted to join Ireland, and Unionists, who wanted to remain in Britain, led to bloodshed from the 1960s to the 1990s. The fighting, known locally as the Troubles, with a capital T, involved shootings, bombings and other attacks and is believed to have killed more than 3,500 people. Attacks included British troops firing at unarmed protesters on Bloody Sunday to terrorism that nearly killed then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher when the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, bombed her hotel.
You hear about these atrocities, these bombs. You don't expect them to happen to you.
Eventually, the Good Friday Agreement, brokered by Washington, was ratified by governments in London and Dublin precisely 25 years ago. Enshrined in the accord is the principle of consent, which states that Northern Ireland could at any time join Ireland if most people on both sides vote in favour. The agreement also gave Northern Ireland its political body, the Northern Ireland Assembly, and founded the British-Irish Council, a platform for future relations between the two countries. Jonathan Powell was Britain's chief negotiator.
What the Good Friday Agreement in the end was an agreement to disagree. It didn't solve the problem that some people in Northern Ireland want to be part of the United Kingdom and some people want to be part of the United Ireland. We couldn't resolve that problem. What we did was stop them killing people to pursue those aims.
The Speaker of the Northern Ireland Assembly, Alex Maskey, agrees. He participated in ceremonies marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement.
It was an honourable compromise. It contained challenges for everyone, but it did not diminish any of the deeply held political views of those present. Nor did it mean that the future would be easy, but it was a new beginning.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and US President Joe Biden are arriving Tuesday to launch several days of high-profile commemorations and to ease tensions. The terrorism threat level in Northern Ireland has been raised from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. Based on a British intelligence assessment, that move follows a rise in dissident Republican activity, including a recent gun attack on a top police officer. Since Britain's exit from the European Union in 2020, the Brexit, after 47 years of membership, the Good Friday Agreement has come under strain. Power-sharing institutions created by the accord have been paralyzed for over a year over bitter disagreements on post-Brexit trade. Britain and the European Union agreed to overhaul arrangements, but the new deal, the Windsor Framework, is yet to receive backing from the Democratic Unionist Party, Northern Ireland's influential pro-British party.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.